You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Some of the UK's best disability football sides will be coming together at the end of June for the EE Disability FA Cup finals. In the blind final, West Bromwich Albion Blind FC take on the Royal National College for the Blind. Joining me now from West Brom is Kieran Clark. Kieran, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for having me on. Pleasure to be here and speak about the sport.
Well, tell us a bit about the season, Kieran. How have West Brom made it to the final on June the 28th?
Yeah, well, we've had a really, really successful season. It's actually my first season with West Brom after completing a couple seasons with the opposition team that we're going to be playing at the end of the month. So, yeah, it's my first season with them. I've really, really enjoyed playing with them. We've played really, really good football. I think progressively over the season, we've got better and better. The chemistry has been really good. The football's been flowing well. And I think we're playing how the coaches sort of wanted us to play. And you're seeing sort of some people stepping up that in previous seasons were playing in the Championship, and they've managed to come up and actually make a difference in some pretty intense and fast-paced games. So I think we've played really well, and I think we've stuck together, and we really put teams away this year.
And you mentioned that this is your first season with West Brom, Kieran. How have you found joining a new team?
Yeah, I found it a really good experience. I mean, I really also enjoyed my time at the Royal National College for the Blind. I really enjoyed my time there, and sort of since when I left the college and moved to Birmingham, it was sort of like a no-brainer. And I've really enjoyed the community feel around the club. The club does a lot in the community as well. There's a lot of stuff that they do behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see. It's not only the National League, but they do so much with the local community and adaptive sport as a whole. They've got teams across pretty much all of the adapted forms of football. So they're a great bunch of lads, the coaches and the players themselves. And it's been a really, really nice thing to be a part of, really nice and relaxed and easy to just play good expressive football, really.
For people who might not be familiar, could you explain blind football a bit, Kieran? It can be a very physical game. Do you enjoy that side of it?
Oh, 100%. Blind football is a five-a-side game. The four outfield players are blindfolded and the goalkeeper is sighted. As you mentioned, it can be a very physical game when trying to win the ball. The referees let a lot more physical contact go than they would in the mainstream game for obvious reasons. My background's in martial arts, so that definitely translates, so I think, into football a little bit, maybe a bit too much sometimes. But yeah, it can definitely be a physical game, but I definitely love that side of it, and I find I play better in the high-intensity games, and when there's a little bit more on the line and when people are really trying to get stuck into you, I really enjoy that side of it.
And is it an easy game to pick up? What's blind football like for people trying it for the first time?
It's a very difficult game, I'll be honest. It relies on a lot of confidence and growing confidence. I don't think I've seen many people that started blind football and been good straight away, but everyone that is good now did start bad. So there's definitely like there's a good pathway to taking blind football now, and especially in the UK. You can take up blind football. There's different hubs around the UK now, and people are getting into it from a younger age. So the future's looking good. It's definitely a hard sport to master, but it's relatively easy to get started now and play some like low-level games and stuff like that at local sort of hubs around the UK. So technically a tough game, definitely, but it's very rewarding once you start playing at a relatively decent level.
And if someone's interested in giving blind football a go, where do you think the best place to start is?
Probably West Brom. I don't think I meant to say anything else, but no, honestly, anywhere like where there's, as I said, they're chucking up hubs all over the place now. I think there's a few in London. There's a lot up north. Obviously, the Royal National College for the Blind, they do a lot with the facilities that they have there. That's obviously where I got into the sport when I attended the college. So if anyone's like planning to go there, there's probably no better place than that, because they've got the pitch on site and everything like that. So honestly, anywhere that you know, you can Google and find your local hub or contact your local sort of FA development officers, and they'll point you in the right direction. But I think there's quite a lot of provision for it these days.
And what can spectators expect from the blind final, both those in attendance at St George's Park and also those watching at home as well?
They can definitely expect a very intense, high-paced game. RNC played West Brom last year, and West Brom won 3-2. The highlights are there to see on YouTube. They've got a lot of views. It was a very end-to-end game, sort of back-to-back goals from both teams. I think it was going to be a repeat of that, and I think it potentially might even be a better game with some of the players that are playing in this year. Everyone's fit, no one's injured. There's a couple players coming in, so yeah, I think it's going to be a high intense game. And everyone that watches it for the first time says, "I can't believe I never watched this before," and they soon become a fan. So definitely tune in, watch the highlights of last year to get yourself nice and hyped up, and then tune in. It'll be on TNT Sport, and you can watch it.
Well, we wish West Bromwich Albion, Blind FC, and the RNC the best of luck in the EE Disability FA Cup Blind Final, which takes place at 3:10 p.m. on Saturday, June the 28th. It's available to watch, as you say, Kieran, on TNT Sport. But for now, Kieran Clark, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.